Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Feels like almost all of our produce that can be grown locally, we do get locally now.
Today we have three guests in the studio. They are the owners of Trinidad Beachcomber and Beachcomber Bayside, which is located in Bayside. We have Melissa, Alice, and Jackie. First of all, how did you three get to know each other and decide to go into the restaurant business?
Well, Melissa and I did some botany work for a couple summers before and after graduating from HSU. We worked out in the field in Southern Oregon. It was very isolated and we're working for weeks at a time together, and we just got to talking about a cafe in Trinidad I had been going to for a couple years that was for sale, and we were really enjoying the work we were doing botany work, but we weren't particularly intrigued by the transient lifestyle that it seemed like a lot of people in our field lived. And we felt very rooted in Humboldt County, and the cafe seemed like a good choice for a project to start to be more connected in our community. And food really is so rooted in place, it seemed like a natural connection.
Yeah, food can be a real connection to place. A lot of times, though, you see people eating food that they don't know where it came from. But you really make such an effort to source your food locally. Let's talk about one of the items on the menu, and that is the smoked albacore. Where does that come from?
Fish Brothers. It's a great local business out in Blue Lake. They process the fish and they source the albacore from Eureka Boats. They've always been really great about sharing their source information with us, and we're really happy with the quality of the product that they've been providing us.
And during Farmer's Market, you will see Jackie always with her kids. And it's nice, the gal from The Scoop, Nicole, She told me, she's like, I love seeing Jackie at the market because I know where my food's coming from. And just the market in and of itself is such a great community event, bringing people together with food.
Yeah, that has been a huge thing for us these last few years, is that when we were first starting, we were pulling from all sources for our food, just trying to be consistently in supply of what was on our menu, which can be challenging in Trinidad in particular. People don't really deliver. A few farmers do. Eno, thank you so much. He's been amazing. He
yes.
farms in McKinleyville, and he grows us beautiful produce. Over the last few years, we have been able to make a huge jump in sourcing. Really, it feels like almost all of our produce that can be grown locally, we do get locally now. And there's just such an abundance and high quality of produce here. It's been a joy to play around with what we're
yeah.
creating and to be more creative and say, well, can we use this instead of that? And it just feels so good to support the infrastructure that we're going to need. We are going to need those farmers. We're going to need them to know what they're doing and for them to be successful.
And when the season's coming on and you're like, okay, parsnips, like this is Iron Chef. Like, what am I going to do with parsnips? You get creative. One of the ladies we work with, she does a raw food night when the season's on. Her food is like art on a plate. And so stay tuned for that.
Oh. So it does sound like you have a lot of things that you have spent a lot of time knowing the sources of. And when you do have questions, then you do the research to find out what the answers are. That must be important to your customers.
It is, and we love it when people talk to us about that, because we don't want to be always preaching or putting our perspective on people. We want people to feel the relationship they want to have when they come into a place. But that dialogue about where our produce is coming from, it's so pleasant for us to be able to say, you know, we have these amazing beets, but the tomatoes are from Mexico and they're not in season. Try this, you know, or our carrots are from Grady right now. They're so sweet. Give it a try. And for people to be game and to want to have that dialogue inspires us as well.
That's great. Now, how did you make the decision then to open up the Bayside location, the Beachcomber Bayside?
I think that's me.
It was just a kind of a whole bunch of different ways that it happened. But my husband was looking on Craigslist. He saw local cafe and coffee shop for sale. And so we just kind of had the banter. I was like, no, we have a coffee shop. We don't need another one. And as we kind of kept going back and forth, we were talking about, oh, well, what would be an ideal location? And Hanks was the only other place that I kind of thought, oh, it's closer to where we live. Melissa and I are in Eureka. And so, of course, without me knowing, he called and found out that it was Hanks and set up a meeting. And we walked through and we just started talking about it. It took a while. There was another person that was going to buy it. They were in escrow. It kind of fell out. We had a whole range of emotions of whether or not we were into it and not into it and relieved and sad. And all
there's a lot
things.
Of wine involved.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always good for making decisions.
What are we doing? And then it just kind of all happened.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
A lot of our business to me is like, okay, I need a sign. I need some kind of serendipitous nudge of, am I doing this right? And in our relationship up in Trinidad, we are really close with the school and we do coffee with the principal. We'll make coffee and baked goods. And so when we went to have a little meeting between the three of us outside of Hank's, there was a sign on their kiosk that said coffee with the principal. And I was like, okay, okay, we'll do it. So those kinds of things have helped me a lot to know that we're doing the right thing.
Also in Trinidad, it's a different community. There's a strong local base and then there's a big tourist influx in the summer. We have built this relationship over time and people are kind of stuck with us. It was interesting for us, I think, to be able to test ourselves to a certain extent in the greater Arcata community because we really have values that are compatible with Arcata, but we have more competition down here. So it's really an interesting experience to see, do we have what it takes doing it the way we're doing it and running this business with our ideals and the quality of food? Is it a good match for a community that has a lot of choices and that has a shared consciousness? And we're getting to see that play out right now.
So let's talk about your philosophy and how it matches with Arcata. I was looking at some information about your cafe and saw that you have t-shirts printed that say, I was totally inconvenienced at the Beachcomber Cafe and I loved it. This has to do with the paper cup controversy. You have a commitment to waste reduction. You don't provide paper cups for people wanting to take their hot beverage to go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
It's just civilized to drink a gorgeous beverage out of a real cup. It was totally going out on a limb, but it felt totally right, and we got a lot of flack. When you make bold moves, you're going to get bold reactions. And so it was an amazing opportunity not to take it personally. And some people will get pissed off. I mean, visibly pissed and walk out. You know, we've had some of our ladies in tears. I know, I'm sure I've cried about it, like when people were so mad. And so even if the person walks away, they're going to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
They're going to start a dialogue because they were totally inconvenienced. But over time, as you get your spiel down, it becomes so easy now and people love it. And we still get the inconvenienced person, but then those inconvenienced people have come back.
Uh-huh.
Not all of them, but uh-huh. some of them. And they're like, we love it.
Uh-huh. So how do the three of you divide your work in locations?
Well, currently it does vary month to month, week to week sometimes. But Melissa and I do both live in Eureka. So Bayside is ideal for us, where Jackie lives in Trinidad. And then we do have a slew of staff, and so we kind of have to work through their schedules, through our schedules, just piece it all together. And
Alice is an amazing scheduler. She is the guru, and she intuitively accommodates people. She is amazing. I'm giving her a standing O right now. On the radio,
hey,
you can't see it, but she's really good at it.
And the behind-the-scenes work has just filtered out over the years. We didn't really sit down and have too many things that had to be done by certain people. We are a fairly unstructured business, considering how many people work for us and how many people share kitchen and how many jobs there are to be done. We've had a lot of just kind of back and forth flow and backing each other up, which has its challenges, but also the casualness of it has worked also to some extent because it's not a really rigid environment for our workers. They feel a lot of autonomy, trust, and playfulness too. Because yeah. It's not highly structured. We make sure things get done. We've had to step it up a lot with the second location, but we're pretty free-flowing.
We surprisingly get along well. I can definitely say that we have a trust amongst ourselves. It's been an amazing working relationship for me. I have learned so much, and I just feel like we're evolving. I'm evolving personally, I feel like, and I feel like as a team, we are evolving as well.
Great. Now, what hours are your two locations open?
in Trinidad, 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, and on the weekends, 8 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday. And then in Bayside, we're 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday, we're 8 to 3. And we're currently closed on Sundays in Bayside.
I think that's going to change that.
Ideally, we'll be the same hours as Trinidad.
Well, this has been a pleasure to have the three of you up here, and I encourage people to go to the Beachcomber. Just be sure to bring your coffee cup with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple plum and I forgot I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.